this is Melissa Johnson with Binding Hearts. Today we have Lori Streller. And Lori Streller and I go back quite a ways. Our daughters went to Oakdale together. Yes. And unfortunately, we do also share a common bond in grief. And I followed her journey through the loss of her husband. And actually, at that same time, just a few months later, I lost my daughter. And so Lori was just a huge strength to me and to so many other people that followed her journey. And I just thought it would be great to hear her story from the beginning and just let her talk and share her story.
Thank you. I will start with my love story. In the fall of 1993, I was set up on a blind date with the cutest blonde hair, blue-eyed cowboy. The group date was to an outdoor rodeo, which is pretty funny considering I'm a city girl. That date led to a fall 1994 proposal and a March 1995 wedding. All I ever really wanted to be when I grew up was a wife and a mom. We struggled with failed adoptions and infertility, but were eventually finally blessed with two successful full-term pregnancies. Our son Colby was born in 1999, followed 16 months later by his sister Macy's birth in 2000. Tim was a hard worker and a great provider for our family. He was my best friend, my favorite person on the planet, my biggest cheerleader and my earthly go-to guy in a crisis. God built a beautiful life for us. We were both active servants in our church, he leading the welcome team and me teaching ladies Bible studies. Life was fun and full. We opened our home to fostering and loved each little one God brought to us. Tim had battled cancer in his late teens, and we went annually for his oncology workups. At one visit, as we prepared to begin adoption efforts for a baby girl we were fostering, Tim was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia and given less than a year to live. We surrendered custody of baby girl and braced for the worst. 6 weeks later, MD Anderson called and said they had been running additional tests on Tim's bone marrow and blood cells. He did indeed have leukemia, but it wasn't the fatal type originally expected. He would survive it, but it would require a lifetime regimen of chemo. So we began monitoring his symptoms and were kind of in a hold pattern, waiting for his exhaustion to reach a point where the meds were required. A few years into this wait and see, Tim developed a sore throat that he could not get over. 3 rounds of antibiotics and a switch to a new physician found him at an ENT for a biopsy of his tonsil. I remember taking the call, standing in my closet preparing the final few things to pack for our ski trip we were heading out on in a few hours. Cancer. It was January 2012, and this head and neck cancer diagnosis took us completely by surprise. Tim battled valiantly for 2 years before passing away on January 11th, 2014, 2 months to the day shy of our 19th wedding anniversary. Our children were 13 and 14 years young, and I was 42. There's a song by the Christian band Cutlass titled Even If. During the cancer battle, this song became our anthem. Even if the healing doesn't come, and life falls apart, and dreams are still undone. You are God. You are good, forever faithful one, even if the healing doesn't come. Till death do us part really happened. Earthly healing did not come for us. Life did fall apart for me and our children. Dreams left undone hurt. But I am here to testify God is still good. He is ever faithful. Walking the road of a young widow has not been easy or comfortable. Raising children through their teenage years is tough, no matter what life holds. But doing it on my own while we are each navigating the burden of grief has been a challenge of epic proportions. But God. He shows up and he shows off in our lives. He surrounds us with tiny blessings in the middle of the yuck. He is constant. He is good. I hate cancer, but I love my God more, and I choose to lean into Him on this journey. My name is Lori Streller, and I'm a widow who wants her life to proclaim God's goodness in the midst of chaotic suffering. Loss invades every single space in our lives. It is all-encompassing. Outliving my husband has been more than difficult. It has been overwhelming, gut-wrenchingly overwhelming at times. But you know what? We serve a God who is unoverwhelmable. That probably isn't even a real word. But regardless, it's a characteristic of our God that I am so grateful for. My mighty God is never overwhelmed, not by my constant cries for help, not by my emotional outburst. He knows the depth of every situation we are facing, and He's not overwhelmed by any of it. He's not wondering how He will handle the situation. He is not fearful He will make a mistake in our lives. He is indeed unoverwhelmable. I love that about God. I'm over 5 years in, and there's a lot I don't know about this whole grief journey. But one thing I do know, one thing I am absolutely sure of, the goodness of God's love has carried me. It carried me through the cancer diagnosis of my husband. It carried me through his brutal treatments and surgeries, through hearing the word terminal, through living for weeks at a time at his hospital bedside. It carried me through hospice care, through the morning he died right in front of me, through being flanked by our young children at his celebration of life ceremony. God's love has carried me through the first time I had to check widow on a form and through parenting our kids into their college years. His love has constantly carried me. By the goodness of the Lord, I have been carried. As Psalm 91:4 states, His loving kindness has covered me with His feathers, and under His wings I have found refuge. I can share with you today, not pretending to be fully healed, because I don't think that full healing will exist until I take my own final breath. This loss isn't something we get over. It isn't something we deal with and move on from. We will move forward. We will. I don't sit here claiming to have all the answers. I just don't. I'm here as a living, breathing testimony of the One who has never left my side. And I can say to you with certainty, God is good, even when life is not. You see, the goodness of God is never dependent on our circumstances. His goodness is who He is. The fruits of the Spirit include goodness. Pouring forth from Him are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. God is good. That's just a fact. Trust Him, even when you don't understand His ways. Worship your way through your pain. He calls to us for surrender so He can give us rest. Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In the middle of the sheer exhaustion of sleepless nights and the days that seem to drag on forever, are we coming to Him for true soul rest? That's the only place we will find it. It's an act of total surrender. Moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, surrender. You know, I think as survivors of immense loss, we have to somehow become habitual surrenderers. I mean, I guess if we're going to develop a habit during this crisis, surrendering isn't the worst one we could choose. Please hear me. I'm not saying get over it. I'm not saying walk away, ignoring the past or the pain of it. Not at all. What I am saying is lay before God the thoughts and emotions that lead you wrong in your future. Let go of the anger before you sin in it. Relinquish the loss of dreams as you allow God to create new ones for your future. Surrender the victim mentality. Yes, we have faced tragedy. But we don't want to live the life of a victim with the days we have left. We want to allow God to use this pain to bring Himself glory in the middle of our suffering and throughout our remaining days as we walk forward. I don't know about you, but for me, it is so easy for the mind to get stuck on a negative auto replay. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He loves to distract us from the promises in God's word. We have got to not give those negative thoughts power in our mind. Philippians 4:8, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. We must train our minds to recognize what we need to cling to versus what we need to let go of. It is eyes on Him. Trust that He is good, even when life isn't. And He is good. He is so, so good. He simply cannot be anything but good. His word says, "Come to me. Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." That's a command for action on our part. Our work is laying it all down before Him, collapsing at His feet, coming to Him and being openly surrendered to His peace that passes all understanding. And yes, I get it. It isn't always a one-time and done surrender. It is a constant, disciplined act. We surrender, and then as in Exodus, we be still, and we allow the Lord to fight for us. Psalm 61:2, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." We may feel overwhelmed, but praise be to the one who overwhelms that which overwhelms us. In 1 Kings 8:27, we are reminded that even the highest heaven cannot contain our God. He is here with us as our comforter, as our peace, as our guide. He is here. He cannot be contained. Psalm tells us He is beyond our comprehension. Jeremiah tells us He fills the heavens and the earth. Our God is present. He sees you, He sees me, and He cares. Can you see that He is with you? What do we do when we are hurting? We train ourselves to see that God is everywhere, and we surrender to Him as our source of rest and replenishment. God is good, even when life is not. What the enemy meant for evil, God can still use for good. I don't think God caused your pain. I don't think He always orchestrates our suffering, but He did know it was coming. And He did allow it. Those are difficult truths for us to absorb. But my life is proof. He will walk with us through whatever we face as He uses it to draw us closer to Himself. Psalm 37:24 reminds us the Lord upholds us with His hand. Our strength comes from Him. So as we see His involvement in our life and we surrender to Him, we also become stronger by leaning into His side. It's the strangest thing, but truly, in our weakness, His power is made perfect. His grace is enough for us. Listen, has anyone told you this yet? You're going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I know it doesn't feel like it. I know you want to argue with me in your head right now that I don't know your specific situation, and you are correct, I don't. But what I do know is our great God, and I know His goodness. I more than head know it. I more than memorize scripture know it. I more than women's Bible study leader with my cute little family and my perfect home with my loving husband by my side know it. I heart know it. I heart know the goodness of our God. I, in the trenches of chaotic suffering, know it. I, walking through the valley of the shadow of death, know it. I know His goodness. You're going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. It won't be easy. It won't be without work. But we will each find our new purpose. We will each navigate living with and around this cavernous hole inside of us. I don't think the hole is going away. I wish I could sit here and tell you there are 7 steps to work through and then you'll be healed. But that's just not how grief works. Love doesn't work that way. The hole will remain. Its tattered edges will be bound in time. Its rough and crumbled avalanche threat sides will slowly smooth over. But the missing and the ache, they're going to be present and fluctuating within us forever. This grief that we will continue to navigate is a strange beast. There are no normals for it. It ebbs and flows. It manifests itself both in tear-filled fits and in stoic silence. The one constant is Christ. He is ever faithful to never leave our side. Extend grace to yourself again as you learn to live with this huge gaping hole that now exists in the core of who you are. Trust that He will create more space within you for new in your future. You will find your rhythm of coexisting with the loss and the grief. One day, it will not swallow you whole every time you're triggered by a memory. Be reassured that just like we can somehow simultaneously struggle with understanding what God has allowed while also holding tightly to Him, joy and sorrow can commingle in a beautiful swirl of love. These aren't mutually exclusive things. In my experience, time won't heal all wounds. But time can help us learn to accept that we cannot change the past or reverse our loss. All we can do is determine how we will respond to it. I'm fully aware that none of us feel particularly strong, that what goes on in the shower or on our closet floors, the wailing and crying out for mercy, doesn't feel much like strength or dignity. But what we must remember is that when we became children of the living King of Kings, He placed His Holy Spirit within us. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives inside of each believer. Think on that. We are strong not because of our own might. We are strong because He is strong and He lives within us. Let's tap into that strength. God is good, even when life is not. And I want to honor His goodness by seeing His presence in every area of my life, by surrendering to Him for rest, by seeking His strength and tapping into it as He rebuilds me for my future. He is rebuilding you for your future. What's robbing you of your peace and energy? Is it fear of an unsure future? Is it frustration over all that you've lost? Is it anger? Is it disappointment in others or yourself or even God? Let it go. Take a deliberate step to lay it down and surrender and let Him give you deep soul rest. Surrendering is an act of love. Along the way, we will question and we will cry out. We will think this is unfair and we will ask for an end to our suffering. All of that is okay. The Bible is full of great men who were frustrated with what God allowed in their lives. Read Lamentations or Ecclesiastes, Job or Habakkuk. We aren't the first humans to think that we have been cheated. The pain is real. It is raw and it is overwhelming. But we will strive to lean into God even when we can't understand our circumstances, even when we were overwhelmed. We will choose to surrender the hurt because we are leaning on the One who is unoverwhelmable. God is good, even when life is not. Thank you for letting me share my heart today. May God bless and keep you.
Wow. Wow. That was beautiful, Lori.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing, watching your journey and watching you through it. And then listening to this full story was just beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that today.
Absolutely.